Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda
सजातीय भजन सजातीय में सेम जाति सेम रिलीजन वन इज रागा भक्ता एंड ही मेक द रिलेशन विथ पाचल्य रसा इज सजना सजाती सजातीय मीन्स बात्सल्य रसा हैज टू बी विथ बात्सल्य रसा मीन्स द चाइल्ड एंड मदर लव always has to think and see of the mother and child love. Madhuri rasa has to be always with Madhuri rasa. Can you bring that one? Am I still there? With auditory more comfortable.
Yeah, it's not auditory.
Madhuri rasa. My back is a thing. Yeah. You know, this is the point. Madhuri rasa should be with Madhuri rasa. We have an association with the passive mood people, no. And passive mood, oh God, passive mood practicing, they give passive mood to us. So that makes problem in our life. Now we have to go. Sorry. Can you explain passive and active and passive?
In German, Gurudev? In English?
Sadhu
Maharaj, Gurudev is speaking about the different relations one can have to the Divine, like an active relationship as a servant, a passive relationship like a... Actually, passive is difficult for me, Gurudev. Like, okay, I go to church, you give this example, no? And I leave my sins there, and then I go back to my old habits, and then I go back again to confess my sins. This is like a passive, like a business deal. Mm-hmm. Active is like a servant in the divine.
I go to the clean the church. I go to the duties and services in church.
Service kind of neutral kind of relationship, just to leave my bed.
One service is I'm going to serve someone, I take the payment for that.
Payment, yes.
Mm-hmm. And second is without payment, I serve.
Right, active and passive, the difference is without payment, without result, and one is with the like a business relationship. And then there's the relationship like a friend, but this is called the Sakya Ras, like Arjuna and Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. And then there's the relationship of a parent, like Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba.
Mother Mary,
yes.
And Father Jesus, Father, they are love in relation with son and father.
Yeah, son and father of Jesus and God.
This is Vatsalya Rasa, son and father love.
In Sanskrit called Vatsalya Rasa, parental love in the divine. And then there's Madhuya Rasa, This is the amorous love between a lover and beloved.
Like a Maria Magdalena and Jesus. She is loving as a lover to Jesus. So, this is conjugal love. Understand? So, conjugal lover always want conjugal lover association. So, here also conjugal love, Radha Krishna is a conjugal love. So, if you like conjugal love, you will like Radha and Krishna.
It's very simple. No?
Simple. If you like motherly love, you like Mother Mary, you will like Mother Yashoda also. If you like friendly love, then you will like Krishna's friend also. No difference. But without love, not possible. Normally, person sit on chair. No, it's not good. Take asana nicely. Normally, we are neutral.
In soul consciousness.
Even soul not, neutral. God conscious. Okay, God is there. But where I am? Jesus said, I am a son. Then he sees Father. What you decide to become, then you can see. He never say God. You say God and he say Father.
Mm.
This is the difference happen after that. When relation come, you see that way. Mother Mary, she as a son to Jesus. You know, see that he is grown up, he always feel give motherly love. Baby Jesus. And Maria Magdalena always see lover. All three eyes are different because of relation. That is the basic of bhakti, devotion. This was the base of first New Testament. And Old Testament also is there. This is base of rituals. There is only God subject. No relation, no love subject. This is the difference between Old Testament and New Testament. So we are talking from the New Testament about the love and conjugal love. If you are interested, you will like. Even you will not like if you are in motherly love. You will not like if you see like a son and father or son, baby, girl and mother. Then you will not like this. If you have a desire for conjugal love, you will feel like your home here. Because we talk on conjugal love, then we talk on the breast. Breast of Radhika, beautification of the breast of Radhika. What beautiful breast she had because to please his lover. He has no desire out of lover. One-pointed she was. And we are not one-pointed. We are many-pointed. We are searching only for beauty. Where I will get some beautiful man? Where I will see the beautiful eyes? Where I will get the breast beautiful? when you will fix one quality, that I am a Manjari, your Dasi, and I want servant, and I want to serve you all. Only I will check, like to see your dress on me. Because I am the baby of you. I am your child. What is my hope? Then blessed. We are Manjaris, we born from you. We have related neighbors to neighbor with you, and we take my feeding from your breast. I remind you. Where I will meditate? Baby meditate only in the mother's breast. He never touch other breast. Only he knows the mother and his breast and his milk. Right or not? This is the one-pointed. How to become one-pointed, that is our goal of life. We are many-pointed and we have to bring one-pointed. This material consciousness is many-pointed. You like it? Understand? This I am explaining. You understand?
Yes, she is a very smart and shiny Guru.
Smart, no? Open soul.
Open soul and also past it.
She has a search of love.
Yes.
And that love is only divine, not material.
Yes. I cannot forget the sweetness of the Bimba cherry-like lips.
You see? What beauty, eyes, breast, and lips. When you have no relation, you only meditate in feet. Lotus feet of Radhika. And when you have a love, then you meditate in the eyes, beauty of the Radhika. You become Manjari, you will meditate beauty of Radhika. Eyes of Radhika. Research. I will search on that. I will search only this book where the explanations are there. I will only want to know the details of the breast of Radhika. I will only want to know the lips of Radhika. Why Krishna is so affected with this leaves? Why Krishna is crying? He says, I am a beggar of your leaves. Give me one kiss from your leaves. Why this supreme? He forget his supremacy and he is searching for your leaves. What you giving in this lips?
Sweetness, Gurudev.
That's right. That to research. This is the spiritual Raga Bhakti. Other desire is coming, philosophy is no Rakbaiti. Read Narayan Maharaj's book, Hidden Path of Devotion. Why I mention? It's very crystal clear what is Baidhi and what is Raga. is no Vaidhi Bhakta will be no interested to know about you. Out of Shastra, you know the lips of Radhika, breast of Radhika. This is the apraas to dream it. Only meditate in lotus feet. You cannot think that. Different mood, why? What you can do? Understand? Jama?
I remember. They told us, yes. Only meditate on feet.
Huh?
They told us, only meditate on feet. No,
you understand?
Yes.
And here you have to meditate in beauty of Radhika. If you have no desire, you don't go in the Raja Bhakti. Again go in Vaidhi Bhakti. If you have no desire to see the how beautiful eyes moving, searching something. What is this search? Lover search. Where is my Peter? Where is my dear, my darling, my Krishna? This eyes is only searching one thing. And what is the beautiful breast Krishna attracts for that? And what beautiful lips are that? And meditate only in this four subject, or one subject of Radhika. You see what will happen to you. Go on.
I cannot forget her smile, her words and her playful walk or gait.
Steppy. All stepping is in meditation of this lover. She is walking, but like a dancing one. Why? Because all stepping is only for his lover. She move one step is reason to find the lover. So his stepping is also beautiful. What?
Her words.
Her words. Words are coming for one subject. How I will meet with my lover. Can you help me? My dear friends, Manjari, that I can see my lover. Yes. What do you have to do? Make yourself dress up before that. Do it for me. Then she is decorating her with ornaments. He say, I'm putting your necklace because Krishna will touch your breast, then he will touch your necklace. And this is your Krishna, that your breast is also touching with this necklace. Because this Krishna is touching my breast now.
So necklace becomes Krishna.
Earring they put. You see? This will move, no?
Swinging.
When you will go, this earring will attract Krishna, because this will touch your
cheeks.
And you will catch the heart of Krishna like this. So Krishna is dancing in your ear. Oh, do it. Krishna is here, do it. He will always touch my ear. Every ornament is Krishna. in the memory of Krishna she is wearing and feeling the association of Krishna with all ornaments. And when she has to go to meet Krishna and she wants to walk, so, so much ornaments in her body, so difficult to stay. She wants to rushing walking because she not want to rest one moment. But it's so heavy that she cannot walk. So she starts opening and throwing the all ornaments on the road. He said, what is the use of these ornaments now? Because to who disturb to meet to my Krishna, my lover, what is the use of this ornament? And what I will do anyway, when I will meet Krishna, I don't need this. When he is not there, I need him, this ornament. But when I have to see him, why I will... I don't need this. I need, without ornaments, to have him. It's a disturbance for me. Throwing art in the street. Very costly and very jewel. She threw out all the ornaments when she is in Amisha. And why she is taking 1 hour for dressing? 2 hours? Because these 2 hours she is in meditation of Krishna. This is Raga. This is love. In separation, I feel the meetings. I am separated with you, but how I can meet with you? In separation, I have to feel your meeting. That is meeting.
Meeting in separation.
Yes. Separation in meeting. Meeting in separation is also one thing, that we are meeting. But after 2 hours I have to go, you have to go, then we start feeling now that, oh, I have to leave after 2 hours. So I start feeling separation in meeting. Oh, I will leave you. How I can live without you, but I have to go anyway. Some other responsibility is catching me. So that living desire come in my heart, that is giving separation to me, in meeting separation. This is Radhika Mercy. How to feel meeting in separation and separation in meeting. After so much philosophy, your understanding is a beautiful thing. The philosophy is tough to understand these things.
It's helpful.
Huh?
It is helpful to later understand.
Platform.
And then we have to forget. Yes?
Yes. Good.
Thank you.
The goal should to understand. Go on.
Now comes commentary on this verse.
By who?
Anandadas Babaji and different other Babas. Sripad, in her kinkari form, is engaged in Srimati's service in Yavat. When Shyam suddenly plays his enchanting flute in a nearby forest, although everyone is attracted to Krishna's soft flute playing, Sri Sri Radharani is mostly attracted, like a snake that is enchanted by the mantras of a hunter. Srimati rushes out of the house and is flying up like a bumblebee after catching the delicious fragrance of Shyama Sunna. The maidservant who follows her like a shadow pacifies her with sweet topics of Krishna. Just see how many waves of ecstatic rasa are coming up in the ocean of their love when they see each other's moon-like faces. The hairs stand on end and tears of ecstasy stream from their eyes. How much Srimati's beauty increases when she sees Shyama Sundar. It is as if beauty gushes out of her body. The fish-like eyes of Shyama Sundar and the maidservant swim on the waves of that nectar ocean of beauty and sweetness that is adorned with emotional ornaments like hava and bhava. This beauty is unforgettable. Can you explain hava and bhav, Guruji?
Means the action and the feelings.
Action and feelings, with feelings.
Action also there.
We've got donuts.
Yeah.
Is there another noise?
How with the action, how she is stepping, how she is looking from the eyes. Keep it up.
Yes.
Not down.
No, I just throw some dust out.
How she is stepping, how she is moving the eyes, how she is smiling, how she is dressed up. This is how. And bhav means in that beauty, how she reacts, how the actions are sweet, and with the one pointed goal for her, how she is fixed in one pointed. That is how and bhav. Sitting style, talking style. Action, behavior, how they do, how she do. Means when you not see, you cannot feel. And when you will see, when you will meditate in your sarup, you will start looking. So this way, when you start looking with this, you will develop the taste in your manjari sarup. And that way, you will like to develop more and more this. This is manjari bhavanirupan, means fixing my manjari sarv, my spiritual consciousness of my spiritual body. Without this everyday practice, it's not possible. And how you can do the practice? You alone cannot do. You need Sangha, association, in the same mood. Even 2 persons, 3 persons, 5 persons, Madhavananda class coming. So 5 persons he is satisfied. If you have one more person, he is also Sajjan. But one more person is important in your life. Or you have to come the place where this subject is moving.
Then what is ideal in practice? The people coming in different propositions.
Again?
What is ideal in practice? The people coming from different sanghas and presenting their view. Why don't they organize Raganuga Bhakti Festival?
This is not for actually, one time, one rich man come to one guru. He said, Gurudev, I want to give Brahman bhojan. I want to feed 100 Brahmins. He said, very good. I earn good money and I want to use this money for Brahman seva. So I need 100 Brahmins because then I will get many benefit with that. He said, yes, you are right. But the 100 Brahmins service, if you serve one Vaishnava will be equal. 100 Brahmin, one Vaishnava equal. Then he start calculating. Money a businessman. He said, how much will it cost? He said, double what you expect. Vaishnava, you have to give some charity and this, that. More to please them. So, one Brahmin will cost me 200 rupees and one Vaishnava will cost 500. He said, yes. So 500 rupees costing will come, then why not Gurudev arrange 100 Vaishnava? He said, yes, possible, why not? So he said, why you take so much trouble? You bring one Rasik Vaishnava. It will be parallel. 100 Vaishnava and one Rasik Vaishnava will be parallel. If you feed to one Rasik Vaishnava, it will be equal. Then I can start considering. 100 Brahmin, one Vaishnava. My God, one Brahmin service is so powerful. And if I make 100 Rasik Vaishnava, maybe 1,000 will cost. I will get so much benefit. He said, Gurudev, do one thing. He said, what? He said, you find out 100 Rasik Vaishnava for me. Then he has a, Gurudev has a tears in the eyes. He said, you, my dear son, you see the lion? In one forest, one lion are living. Rasik Vaishnava, to find 100 at the same time, impossible. Some place 1, 2, 3 you will, but not is like this. That every place you will find. Even in this Vrindavan, you go so many ashram, you can see Vaishnava, you can see Brahmin, you can know this Brahmin style is Karam Kandi, Brahmin. Vaishnava is little higher grade. And Rasik Vaishnava, how many you find? You are living in Radhakund, say, how many? It's the topmost place of the Vaishnava's place.
Braja, Ras.
And see in Vrindavan how much you will find. One Rasik Vaishnava, Narayan Maharaj, changes so many life of whole world.
Radhe, Radhe, Govind.